So it's been 1 week since educational assistants and early childhood educators from Nova Scotia's Annapolis Valley and South Shore have been on strike, halting classes for pre-primary children and students with disabilities. Today, we're here with Sandra Mullen, the president of the NSGEU, to get the latest updates. How are you today, Sandra?
Well, I'm very good, Sarah, but just a slight correction. We have been on strike for 2 weeks and 2 days. So it's been a bit lengthy for our members, but as of today, we have a 98% ratification vote in support of their new collective agreement. The strike is officially over and they return to school tomorrow.
That's great. Can you tell us a little bit more details about what the agreement consists of?
Sure. The big issue that they had been asking for was to achieve parity. So they have been saying all along that they are not paid the same for the same work. So their efforts here were about trying to find a way to come to some agreement with the employer, who is funded by government. This is, let's be clear, the regional centers for education are all funded by government. There are no more individual boards. And so these folks work at doing the same job throughout this province, and they have not been paid the same. So this was about same pay, same work, and they wanted to see some tangible process in order to get to that, to achieve wage parity. And 98% of the folks voted in favor of this offer.
And this is, so people from both the Annapolis Valley and South Shore have both reached tentative agreement.
Correct. And the structure of the local is slightly different in each one. However, today was South Shore Regional Center for Education. We represent the ECE, so the pre-primary folks, as well as a lot of the, most of the admin professionals, the payroll clerks, IT support, parent out or family outreach workers, in the communities. So we do not represent the EAs here. So the educational assistants that we represent in Valley are not part of this local. However, the process to parity will be able to be used across the province because it's a clear, defined path to get to the end of this contract, which is March 31st of 2024. And by that day, we should be achieving parity where folks would be paid the same for doing the same work. And that's what they were looking for. They're very happy to see that a very defined process to get there. And so, yeah, both locals were very pleased with that offer.
So when will this offer be in process?
It takes effect in the Valley. It takes effect yesterday, and here in South Shore, it takes effect today.
That's great. So, Sandra, tell us, how do you feel after negotiations? Do you like the way that went?
I truly do. It was clear negotiation, working towards a common goal. Once we were able to get the information to not only the public, but to the families that of the children they support in those schools, no one thought it made any sense that folks would be paid differently in doing the same work. Certainly the pre-primary program, that's a provincial-wide curriculum that is offered in every school in this province, and it makes no sense that the folks who work in that program would be paid differently. So we were able to achieve a clear, defined path to get to parity, and it's an excellent deal. I'm more than pleased, very pleased that these folks are see gratification for their efforts. It's pretty hard to take a strike vote, go out on strike, be on the line for 2 weeks and a half, and we said, We were working with the employer to get a deal, but we would not end the strike until we had a deal they could vote on that would be the best deal for this situation. And we feel very good about that.
Thank you for correcting me regarding the strike being 2.5 weeks. But did you expect the strike would maybe this would last longer to reach a negotiation, or are you not surprised?
I think when We had the rally at the legislature last Thursday. We were able to speak with many of the politicians there, many of the MLAs from within this region. We have certainly spoke to most of those, but just bringing attention to this matter across the province, people cannot understand why it would be different. Of course, the MLAs are paid the same. Our civil servants are paid the same. Doesn't matter where they live. A teacher is paid the same. Does not matter where they live and work. It's about the work that they do. And it was very clear. We were able to convince government that this had to happen and they needed to make it right.
Thank you so much, Sandra. Is there anything else you would like to add about the negotiations or anything for Dalhousie audiences?
Well, I just have to say that after years of the previous government and the inability to truly bargain, versus legislated wage packages, this has been a true type of bargaining where we were at the table, we had a process, and they were, certainly a pleasant change to work with. Because it's what is considered table bargaining, and that is where we need to be.
Thank you so much, Sandra, and congratulations on the end of your strike.
Thank you. We're very happy about that.